in life, especially as you start getting older, there are so many things that you need to remember. And more as I get older, now I know that's a convenient excuse, but I do seem to find it more and more difficult to remember the things I need to remember. I could do the old idea of tie a string around my finger, but then I probably wouldn't be able to bend my fingers because there'd be too many strings. There's organizers, you know, those paper things and the electronic ones. And they're great, as long as you remember to put everything that you need to put in there. I keep finding this, I got a calendar because I forget my appointments, and then I forgot to say, oh, I remember I made an appointment and I didn't write it in my calendar. No matter how hectic our lives become, there are always things that we need to remember. And we're going to start out in Ecclesiastes. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we need to remember God, and that habit of remembering God needs to be developed from the very beginning, from our youth. In Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, it says, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them." We need to build that habit young so it stays with us even when we're old. We need to develop a strong desire to remember God. Take a look at Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26 and starting at verse 7. "The way of the righteous is smooth, O upright one. Make the path of the righteous level. Indeed, while following the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you eagerly. Your name, even your memory, is a desire to our souls. At night, my soul longs for you. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you diligently. For when the earth experiences your judgments and the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness, though the wicked is shown favor, he does not learn righteousness. He deals unjustly in the land of the uprightness and does not perceive the majesty of the Lord." We need to remember who God is and who we serve. And God in the Old Testament understood that we need help in memorizing things and remembering things. And there's so many memory aids in the Old Testament. The Hebrew people had tassels on the corners of their garments. And it says in Numbers chapter 15. Numbers chapter 15. And in verse 38. Numbers 15 and in verse 38. "Speak to the sons of Israel and tell them that they shall come... They shall make for themselves tassels on the corners of the garments throughout their generations, that they may put the tassels of each corner of a cord of blue. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord, so as to do them and not follow your own heart and your own eyes, which you shall play the harlot." They needed to remember, "So that you may remember all to do all my commandments and to be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." They had tassels on their garments. Well, you see your garments all the time. It was there to remind them that they needed to do God's commandments. Not just remember the commandments, but to actually apply them to their lives. It was a constant reminder. The Sabbath day in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 15. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 15. It says, you shall remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. The Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Why was the Sabbath day there? It's not like some people talk about today. It was there for a specific purpose. To remember that they were slaves. That's why they were commanded not to work on that day. They were to remember that they were freed from slavery. And that was a weekly reminder. There were also yearly reminders, like in Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16 and in verse 3. You shall not eat unleavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat it unleavened bread. The bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, and so that you may remember all the days of your life, the day when you came out of the land of Egypt. So the Feast of Unleavened Bread was also to remember the Exodus when they left Egypt. And they had to do it in a hurry. People need reminding. The Israelites were given many reminders. And you know what? The young people were supposed to ask their elders about their past. In Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32 and in verse 6, do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? But is not he your father who has bought you? He has made you and established you. Remember the days of old. Consider years of all the generations. Ask your father and he will inform you, and your elders, and they will tell you. Think about where we came from, and ask people, those who have lived longer, those who have experience, why are we doing this? What's the significance of this? What does this mean? And parents especially were to teach their children. Take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy 4, and starting at verse 9, only give heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your sons and your grandsons. Remember the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb when the Lord said to me, assemble the people to me that I may let them hear my words so they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth and that they may teach their children. And also in chapter 6 and starting at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your son and talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets on your forehead. They needed constant remembering, constant reminders, constant teaching. Why? Well, it says just a little bit later. Take a look at verse 10. Then it shall come about when you, the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give you great and splendid cities which you did not build and houses full of all good things which you did not fill and huge cisterns which you did not dig and vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant and you eat and are satisfied, then watch yourselves that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. What happens when we have everything going well? We start to forget where it came from. Now, we worship in this building. Sometimes I was teasing Ray when we were rewiring ancient electrical wires. You know, some of that stuff was put in there probably at least 30, 35 years ago. And we were looking at it and saying, it's surprising that the building didn't burn down. But you know, we've been enjoying this building for about 50 years now as a congregation. We didn't build it. Those who built it are not here. But we're enjoying the fruits of what they produced. And that's what his point is. You know, most of us didn't build the house that we lived in. We bought it for that somebody else built. We're enjoying the luxuries that we have, forgetting the labor that went into producing it. The Israelites were given a lot of things by God. They conquered a land that was already settled. And so they inherited quite a bit. And yet they forgot God. And in case you think it's just them, take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And starting at verse 7. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffered hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. We need to remember. We're here because other people suffered to establish a religion that God wanted established, a way of life. We have memory aids like the Lord's Supper to help us remember Christ's suffering and his death. But we need to also remember the apostles and the sufferings they went through to get that word spread. We need to remember all the hardships that have gone on through the centuries to get us to the point at which we are here today. And Israel managed to forget God. Now take a look at Judges chapter 8. Judges chapter 8. And in verse 34. Thus the sons of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who had delivered them from the hands of all their enemies on every side. All those reminders, all those things, remember, all those things saying, teach your children, your grandchildren. They forgot. In fact, by the time we get to Jeremiah's day, in Jeremiah chapter 2, and in verse 32, it says, can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. There's no counting how many days Israel functioned without even thinking about God. And so the result was condemnation. Take a look at Psalms chapter 9. Psalms chapter 9 and verse 17. The wicked returned to Sheol, even all the nations who forgot God. Everyone ends up condemned when they don't keep God in mind. Now, God, of course, is eternal, and God doesn't have problems with his memory. His memory lasts. Take a look at Psalms 135. Psalms 135 and verse 13. Your name, O Lord, is everlasting. Your remembrance, O Lord, throughout all generations. Man, well, we forget. We forget quite often. But God doesn't. Take a look at Isaiah 49 in verse 15. Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. God says, I'm not going to forget. I've seen a lot of people, they got a note that's really important. You write, write that on the palm of your hand. Lasts for a few hand washings anyway. Hopefully you had jotted down someplace else before you washed it off. God says, I will not forget. He's inscribed it on his hand. It's permanently marked there. He will remember. And even though man doesn't deserve salvation, God offers it to us. In Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 6. But one had testified somewhere saying, what is man that you remember him? Or the son of man that you are concerned about him? We may not understand why God remembers us. But God does. And he is concerned about us. And so God gives us his word. He teaches us what we need to know. And we cannot forget that. In Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And starting at verse 1. Hear, O sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will guard you. Love her and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom. And with your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. God's word will benefit us if we learn it and remember it. So when Paul taught the Ephesians, he mentions in Acts chapter 20, and in verse 35, it says, in everything I showed you, that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We need also not only remember the words of Jesus, we need to remember the words of the apostles who taught what Jesus wanted to taught. In Jude chapter 1, there's only one chapter in Jude, verse 17. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words which were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. We got to understand, Israel was destroyed because they forgot God. They forgot God's teachings. In Hosea chapter 4 and in verse 6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But you have rejected knowledge, and I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. And that's why we find in the New Testament a similar warning in James chapter 1. James chapter 1 and verse 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately has forgotten what kind of person that he was. But one who looks intently at the law of liberty and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. And here's the idea of how we can remember. It's not enough just to learn. It's not enough just to sit in the pews and hear God's word. You have to put it into practice. It has to become a part of your life. You look at Psalms 119, and we don't have time to read all these, but in Psalms 119, there's filled with phrases. as David does a psalm talking about God's word, saying, I will not forget. Do we remember? How do we remember? Well, one is one that we've learned in 2 Peter chapter 1 today in verse 15. Peter says, I will also be diligent at all times after my departure, that you'll be able to call these things to mind. Learning the writings of the apostles. Reading them. Considering them. Thinking about them. Will help us remember. And of course, by doing, as we saw in James chapter 1, verse 25. But there's more that we need to remember than just God and His Word. We need to remember other people as well. Paul, at the beginning of many of his letters, you can read about his prayers. And in there, oftentimes he says, I remember you in my prayers. I make mention of you constantly. How do you keep track of all the people? Pray for them. Think about them. Talk to God about them. That helps you remember your connections with other people. When was the last time you prayed thanking God for those around you? And the Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. Remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and consider the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Remember the people who are working for your good. And there's so many people who need your help. And again in Hebrews 13, look at verse 2. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Don't forget to show hospitality. Verse 3, remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, and those who are ill-treated, since you yourselves also are in the body. Remember people who are having hard times. Remember people who are in prison for Christ's sake. In verse 16, he says, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. We can't forget to do good. In fact, in Galatians chapter 2, Galatians chapter 2, and in verse 10, when Paul was talking with Peter and James and John, they said they only asked us to remember the poor, the very thing that I was also eager to do. Again, we need to remember those who are less fortunate. Think about them. Not just in thoughts, but doing something as well. In fact, in chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, so then while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who are of the household of faith. Because we got to remember, other people might forget, but God doesn't forget. In Hebrews chapter 6, and in verse 10, Hebrews 6 and verse 10, for God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name, in having ministered and am still ministering to the saints. God has offered his memories, the memories of us, to save us. And we need to remember that God's offered us forgiveness. And it seems strange to be released from such a great debt and then forget what God has done for us. But in 2 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 8. For these qualities are yours and are increasing. They render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, So for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. People actually forgot they were saved, rescued from their sins. How do you not forget? Well, grow. Apply these things. Put them into practice. And this is why we partake of the Lord's Supper. Just like the Israelites needed reminders, we need reminders that Jesus came and died that I might be saved from my sins. Let's read that one more time in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We are to keep that memory alive all the way until whenever Christ chooses to come again. This month's theme is basically to remember. There's so many things that need to be remembered. But we have to put the effort into it. Because it's very easy to become complacent. I hope you'll think about these things. If there's anyone here who wishes to become a child of God, there is no better time than right now to put on Christ. And for those of you who are children of God and would like the prayers of your brother on behalf, why don't you come forward as we stand and sing the song that was selected.